After his home is conquered by the tyrannical emperors who now lead Rome, Lucius is forced to enter the Colosseum and must look to his past to find the strength to return the glory of Rome to its people. This is the plotline of Gladiator 2, a 2024 film that runs for 2 hours and 28 minutes. It was released November 22nd, 2024. My understanding is that the budget was $250 million. It might have even been $300 million. But so far, worldwide, it has already grossed $221 million. This is part of what they're calling the Glicked or Gladiator Wicked release. It's similar to when Barbie was out with Oppenheimer and they called it Barbenheimer. I don't know if Wicked has anything to do with the success of this film or not, or the failure of this film, but it probably doesn't hurt because it's drawing a lot of people to the movies. The film stars Paul Mescal as Lucius, Denzel Washington as Macrinus, Pedro Pascal as General Acacius, Connie Nielsen as Lucilla, and notably Joseph Quinn, who's also in Stranger Things, as Emperor Geta. Then there was a brief, almost a cameo from Peter Mensa, and he was in all of those really, really good Spartacus films, and he played the part of Jugurtha. It's really weird for me to have Denzel Washington in this because there's not really a whole lot of black folks portrayed in positions of power, at least in that time. And I don't know, maybe that was normal for the time, but it was a little weird. And then also him lending his name to this project, knowing that it was going to be a little bit of a controversy having to fill in the footsteps of the original movie, which had won so many awards. It was ingrained in everyone's mind just how amazing it was. Now, did we really need a Gladiator Part 2 after some, 20-something years? I don't think we did. The fact that Russell Crowe is not really affiliated with this film in any way is really disappointing, although they did get the director, Ridley Scott, to direct the film, which is the original director for Gladiator. In the film, it started off really similar to how the first Gladiator started out, where Lucius, or the main lead, his character's wife ends up dying in war. He now has this sort of a revenge plot that he wanted to kill the person responsible for that. Now, the question kind of comes back to is, was this movie a cash grab? Is this just Hollywood being lazy, running out of ideas, trying to come with original content? In some ways, yes, it was. And is this film something that we really needed Hollywood to make? And I don't really think so. But having said that, it was entertaining. I did enjoy Gladiator Part 2. It told an interesting story, even though it wasn't in any way, shape, or form factually accurate, but it was an interesting gladiator story. In the film, Lucius ends up being captured by the Roman army during a battle and ends up being brought back to the Colosseum, and where he has to fight in the games, as they call it. He ultimately is trying to gain his freedom by winning those battles. He is under the command of Denzel Washington, or Macrinus. Macrinus is just using him to place bets and to kind of like a horse and trying to see if he can win money and step his way up the ladder. And he played a power-hungry individual. He wanted control. He wanted to be the guy that was in control. He wanted the power. As the film goes, there were some nice battles that were introduced, and there was a lot of CGI that were introduced into those battles. There were these fake baboon monkey things. They were jumping around. They had to fight them. And it was just stupid. I just thought that was dumb. In the first Gladiator, there were these lions and tigers that were in there, and there it was just like, whoa, we had never really seen anything like that before. Now, these tigers were in the film, they were just locked in cages, so they didn't actually battle them. Then there was a couple of other battles. One, I think, was like a rhinoceros. The guy came in riding a rhinoceros, and it was just ridiculous. Then there was a final battle scene where they filled the Colosseum with water, and they were doing an epic battle with ships. There were sharks in the water, and I was like, oh, they've gone too far. They put sharks in the water. There must have been a dozen or more sharks that were in the water. They were hungry sharks, because if someone fell in the water, they were quickly chewed up. I think they spent a lot of money on the CGI and the effects, not so much on the acting. They have Pedro Pascal is in this film for some reason, and he's not really believable to me as a Roman general. That was who Lucius wanted to kill. He ultimately wanted to kill. And you have this whole storyline with the mom. His mother recognizes that eventually that's her son, that is actually Lucius, who was sent away in the first movie so he wouldn't be killed so he could grow up and have a life. The boy is like, you're nothing to me. And then the next scene, he's hugging her. You know, it was like, wait, so he went from he didn't want nothing to do with her till in the next scene, he's fully made up with her. It was really, really strange. So anyway, what did I think of Gladiator Part 2 or Gladiator 2? I did think it was entertaining, but it definitely was a shadow of the former film. I knew that going in. I had low expectations, but did exceed my expectations because I thought it was going to be terrible. In reality, the main actors did put in good performances, especially Denzel Washington and Paul Mescal. They were pretty good in this. As the main gladiator or the main dude, he just didn't seem believable to me as well. I just thought that was strange that he was selected of all people. He wasn't that super muscular, just didn't seem to, I don't know, fit the mold, if you will, of what a gladiator would look like. But anyway, I did end up being entertained through the film. I thought it was interesting enough for me to give Gladiator 2 3 stars.